Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled today because with me I have Clint Author. Clint is a graduate of the Wharton School of Business, a successful entrepreneur with over a decade of experience running his own gourmet food company, and the number one best-selling author of the greatest book of all time, quite a book, The Last Year of Your Life, Daddy Loves You, and What They Teach You at the Wharton Business School. His famous personal transformation experiences, keynote speeches, and frequent appearances on network TV and syndicated radio shows inspire millions of people to live larger, more extensively, and with more impact on the world. He's a genius when it comes to making people with a great message celebrities on all media. Clint, welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeehaw! I am so excited to be with you.
Oh, I love your enthusiasm. Well, I thought for those that have not had the pleasure of meeting you, and it is such a pleasure to spend time with you, if you could share a little bit about how you came to your life's passion and purpose, because you weren't always here in this place, and I'd love to hear about how that evolved.
Well, it all begins on New Year's Eve of the millennium. Where were you? What were you doing? Were you getting Y2K money out of the ATMs, Vicki?
Well, I was in Catalina Island, as I recall.
Oh, wow. Well,
near
you. I was pretty close by. I was driving a taxi that night in Los Angeles, California. And even though I was hanging out with hundreds of people, they were all in the back seat of my cab, and I was taking them to the parties and driving them home to their mansions. And even though I made more money that night than I would normally make in a whole week of driving a taxi, I still felt like I was the biggest loser in the world. And when I got home to my little tiny boat that I was living on in Marina del Rey, and don't get excited, it wasn't very glamorous. There was no running water, no electricity, no heat, no toilet facilities on the boat. I climbed into my little bunk under my heavy down comforter, wearing all my heavy clothes because it was cold on the boat in the middle of winter. And I pulled out my favorite book to try to read and calm down for the night with something that I loved, because my favorite book was and still is Angela's Ashes by Frank McCourt. Have you read that book?
I haven't.
Oh my goodness.
I'll have to.
You must. As a lover of language, you would just go nuts over this book. It is the most beautiful piece of prose in the English language. And, you know, he's an Irish storyteller, and it's about his impoverished youth in Ireland. And he won a Pulitzer Prize for this book. And as I was laying there reading this book, probably for the 10th time, I got distracted by my breath as it was condensing in the night air in the light of my flashlight beam. And I started thinking back, how did I become a taxi driver on the most memorable New Year's Eve of everybody's life? Why me? See, I was supposed to be a great writer, like my creative writing teacher from high school, Frank McCourt, whose book I was reading. And after I graduated from the best public high school in America, Stuyvesant High School, where Frank was my teacher for 2 years, I then went to the Wharton Business School, the same school as Donald Trump and all his kids. And I graduated with a 4.0 GPA in my major, and I was even more inspired to make a fortune as a writer like Donald Trump, multiple New York Times bestselling author, made tons of money from his writing. And then I hit a little snag. I saw a movie called She's Gotta Have It by Spike Lee. And Spike Lee became my new idol because he wrote the movie. He created the whole thing by writing it. And then he starred in the movie. And then he directed it and produced the movie and made a bunch of money as an independent filmmaker. And I said, aha, that's got everything in the world that I want. And I dedicated myself to becoming the nice Jewish boy version of Spike Lee. For the next 13 years, I pursued that like nobody's business. And last six of those years, I was a taxi driver. And as I lay there in my bunk, I started crying because I was terrified that I had blown all the great opportunities that I had created for myself. I was in my mid-30s. I had no money. I had no future other than behind the wheel of a cab. And I felt like such a big loser because at that point, I had a fraternity brother who was already a director at Goldman Sachs, making millions. And I had just traded the most memorable New Year's Eve of all time for $513 of money that I earned that night. And I didn't know what to do, and I was terrified. I could never get out from behind the wheel of that cab. And so I swore an oath to myself that if writing was going to put me behind the wheel of a cab, it wasn't worth it. And I was going to do everything I possibly could to change who I was and how I was showing up in this world. And the first thing I did was I burned all the screenplays and all the books I'd written. I'd written a bunch of books by that point, too. I tried everything as a writer. And then I started doing personal growth. I did firewalking with Tony Robbins. I did Toltec Wisdom Studies with Don Miguel Ruiz. I did men's power circles and ceremonies. I did everything. And sure enough, as I began to change on the inside, so did the outer circumstances of my life begin to change. I got out of taxi driving and into the gourmet food industry. I own the 5-star butter company. I sell the best butter on earth to the top chefs in the world. The Waldorf Astoria in New York City is my client. The Bellagio, every piece of bread and butter in Bellagio is butter with 5-star butter. And sure enough, I started making money. And once I started making money, then I met an amazing woman. And I got lucky because I met a woman who believed in me more than I even believed in myself. And she said, hey, let's get involved in real estate. We're right now about 2002. And I said, I don't know anything about real estate, but I can learn. So I bought Carlton Sheets, No Money Down. I bought Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I did, you know, self-help, learning. How do you do real estate? Next thing I knew, I was in real estate. I built 5 houses during the great boom of the real estate boom in the early 2000s. And, you know, by 2008, I was quite fat and happy. Actually, I was obese at 236 pounds and 90 pounds heavier than I was when I graduated from high school. And one night I was at a men's self-help campfire because I stayed involved with the self-help movement of the men. And lucky for me, I did, because that night at the campfire, the shaman pointed at me through the yellow and orange crackling flames of the campfire, and he said, you don't know it yet, but you're already dead. And I said, what are you talking about, man? I was a taxi driver 8 years ago. Now I'm a millionaire. I was living in a little tiny boat. Now I'm living on a mansion. What do you mean I'm already dead? He goes, you're already dead. You just don't know it. And I didn't know what he was talking about, but I could not stop thinking about it. And I would wake up in the middle of the night mumbling to myself, I'm already dead. I'm already dead. What does he mean? I'm already dead. And came to be New Year's Day of 2009. And I woke up that morning and I pulled out a pad of paper and a pen to write down my list of goals for the year, as I had gotten in the habit of doing as I became successful. Having goals is very important. And I said to myself, hey, if this was going to be the last year of my life, what would I want to accomplish? And that question changed everything, because I started living with a new energy and passion. Surprisingly, the first thing I wrote down on the list was, I got to write my book about what I learned at the Wharton Business School that has helped me to become successful as an entrepreneur once I started focusing on being a successful businessman instead of trying to be a writer. And, you know, I didn't expect that, because I had not written a word in over 8 years. And all next thing I know, it's 3 months later and I have a finished book. And that was awesome. But the problem was is that by the end of 2009, I had only sold 8 copies of that book as a print-on-demand paperback on Amazon. And I remembered what Jack Canfield told me when I met him. And, you know, having mentors, having people who you model their success. That's very, very important to being successful today. And Jack Canfield said, hey, when we were promoting Chicken Soup for the Soul, we did media every single day. We committed to doing media every day. And I said, hey, I'm a successful businessman. I got a book about what I learned at the best business school in the world. It's a great book. And I want to promote this in a big way. So I called a publicist in New York, and I said, hey, get me on the Today Show. And she laughed at me, Vicki. She said, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard. They're never going to put you on the Today Show, Clint. You're a middle-aged guy nobody's ever heard of. You got a self-published book nobody's ever bought. You got no TV experience. Why would they put you on the number one show in the world? And I said, huh, well, how about NBC New York? Can I go on the morning news in NBC and tell my hometown people about what it was that raised me up from being a taxi driver to a millionaire? And she's like, Clint, I really think I've got you figured out. You're not really a business author. You're a comedian, because that's the second hysterically funny thing you've said to me in 30 seconds. They're never going to put you on NBC New York. You're a middle-aged guy nobody's ever heard of. You got a self-published book nobody's ever bought. No TV experience. Why would they put you on the number one station, the number one market in America? It's not going to ever happen. You got to start local. And just then, my iPhone 3GS goes ding, and I look at the email that came in, and it was from Southwest Airlines, and there was a route map. And I said, oh, okay, publicist lady, you can't do New York City. How about Salt Lake City? I could fly there cheap on Southwest Airlines. And she goes, oh, I could do that. And it would only cost you $1,500 for me to book you on in Salt Lake City or any market outside the top 10 cities in America. I said, okay, let's do it. I'll go on in Salt Lake City. I'll show them how great I'm going to be. And then they'll book me right onto the Today Show. And a couple days later, I get another ding on my iPhone 3GS. And lo and behold, it says, congratulations. You're booked on television in Salt Lake City, Utah. And I'm sitting there looking at the email, confirming my appearance about 2 weeks later, and I'm thinking to myself, why would they put me on TV in Salt Lake City? I'm a middle-aged guy nobody's ever heard of. I got a self-published book nobody's ever bought. I have no TV experience. Are they really going to do it? And they actually did. They put me on TV in Salt Lake City, and I went there to show them how great I was going to be and to use it as my audition tape for the Today Show. And you know what? I sucked. And it's a good thing I wasn't on the Today Show, because I would have sucked even worse. Knowing what I know now, I probably would have wet my pants. And so I called up the publicist. I said, well, that was fun. Get me some more of those so I can work on getting better. And she says, sure. How many more would you like? I said, three more would be good. So I did two appearances in Sacramento, one in Phoenix, and that Salt Lake City, that was four times $1,500, that's $6,000 I spent in my first month of doing TV publicity. And I showed them all to my wife, and she said, you know, you're going to have to do a lot more TV appearances if you're going to get good enough to get on the Today Show. And I don't know if you've ever failed visibly in front of somebody that you are trying to impress and that you love, but it doesn't feel very good. But luckily, my wife still supported me. She's like, look, you could do this, but do you have to keep paying this woman to book you on these shows? Why don't you try booking yourself on these shows? And my wife is such a genius. She really is, because that was the smartest thing. And it took me a couple of months to figure this out. Luckily, I'm a very determined person. Like, you know, I just finished my 61st television appearance last week. That's how,
wow.
You know, over 3.5 years, I've done 61 TV appearances. And, you know, that shows you my dedication to what I'm doing. It took me a couple of months to figure out how to book myself on TV. The first year, I only booked 8 appearances. I did a little tour of, like, Louisiana, Texas, Missouri, Mississippi, and ended up with 8 more appearances. By the end of the second year, I did my 32nd appearance on NBC New York. And I was still the same middle-aged guy nobody really had ever heard of. I had the same self-published book. Actually, it was a book that hadn't even been published yet. I booked myself on NBC New York with a book that didn't exist yet. I just had a book cover that I made, and they booked me on just from having the book cover and a segment proposal, a one-page proposal. And then 3 years into this whole adventure, I did my 58th television appearance on the Today Show. a show they would never book me on. And Brooke Shields interviewed me, and she said, you talk about how important it is to go out of your comfort zone. And I tell you what, Vicky, this whole thing has been one more episode out of my comfort zone every single time. And believe me, going on the Today Show, as many shows as I had been on, it was still out of my comfort zone. And I said, that's right. You know, I believe that life begins where your comfort zone ends. And the more you challenge yourself, the more scary it is, the more difficult it is, the more you grow and the more you get out of life. And I really believe all of that. And I really believe that anybody can do exactly what I have done if they just model what I've done and use the teachings my students have been on, Today Show, Good Morning America, Dr. Oz, CNN. I started teaching people how to do what I do about 2 years ago. Since then, my students have booked more than 1,045 TV appearances, including all those big shows. And it's been a huge adventure. I've won an award as the DKIC Information Marketer of the Year. You know, James Balanchek was the Marketer of the Year. Mike Koenigs is the previous Marketer of the Year. I'm in pretty illustrious company. And really what this is all about is creating celebrity for your personal brand and differentiating yourself by being a celebrity using local TV news and talk show interviews and using them to work your way up to the big opportunities like the Today Show and Dr. Oz and these biggest shows in the world, because anybody can do it. If I could do it, anybody could do it. I was just a middle-aged guy with no TV experience that nobody had ever heard of. And a couple months ago, Brooke Shields was interviewing me on the Today Show. So there you go.
I saw that interview, and you were absolutely amazing. And I was just so excited to see you there. What has this done, and what does this do for your clients? I mean, a lot of people have books, but it's my feeling that book sales are the least of what books do. What the books help you get on the media, and then what kind of things does those media appearances do for you and for your students?
Okay, well, put it like this. I was at a conference a couple weeks ago. It was the Dan Kennedy Wealth Attraction, Advanced Wealth Attraction Seminar. And I went out to dinner with two people who had just signed up for my programs and two other people who were considering signing up. And that night, okay, and it was really interesting. They're all looking at me differently than they're looking at each other, I'll tell you that much. And the next morning, I get a text message from one of the guys who hadn't yet signed up, and he's like, can we meet for breakfast? I said, sure. I get there. He's reading my book on his iPad. The book he's reading was my most recent book, which, by the way, this is what happened. Today Show calls me up. They say, hey, we want you to come on. And I know they want me to come on to talk about my Last Year of Your Life book, which is part of The Greatest Book of All Time. The Greatest Book of All Time is The Greatest Book of All Time. It's a 52-week personal transformation experience where you live as if you're going to die at the end of the year, and every single week is different challenges and explorations about what it means to be a human being, complete with audios and videos embedded in the Kindle book. So you click the link in your Kindle book, and if you've got an advanced enough iPad or Kindle Fire, boom, opens up a video or an audio file, and it starts playing off the Internet. It's amazing. So I know that what they want for the Today Show is something about the last year of your life, because that's what I'm famous for, this question: if this was going to be the last year of your life, what would you want to accomplish? And it really is a powerful question, and they asked me a question on the Today Show to elicit that response from me. You'll see it if you watch it. And but I knew that I wanted to promote my TV publicity stuff. So they called me up on a Thursday. By Saturday morning, not only was I confirmed on the Today Show for a Tuesday morning appearance or a Monday morning or Tuesday morning appearance, but I had also published a new book already called Breakthrough Your Upper Limits on TV, because I really believe that television publicity and everything that I've been doing is a personal growth experience. Like Jim Rohn used to say, it's not the $1 million you make, it's what you become in the process of making the $1 million, right? And it's the same thing about TV. It's not the Today Show that is so great. It's what you become in the process of earning your way onto the Today Show, and you don't get on there unless you've earned it. So I've transformed my whole being in the process of becoming a guest worthy enough of receiving a call inviting me on to be a speaker on the Today Show. And so I published this Kindle book, and I published it as a print-on-demand paperback through CreateSpace called Break Through Your Upper Limits on TV. So I get down to this meeting in the restaurant at this hotel, and there is this prospect reading my book, Break Through Your Upper Limits on TV, on his Kindle. And he's like, wow, this book is really awesome, man. I'm like, thank you. And we have a 30-minute meeting. And at the end of the 30-minute meeting, he signs up for my $18,000 coaching program.
Wow.
So that's what a book can do for you.
Pretty darned impressive. And it's not just one instance. It happens all the time, because you have a number of different ways, I know, that people came involved with you and learned the wonderful techniques and formulas that you've proven really work for TV superstardom, you know, for celebrity. So it's happening all the time. And that's what I think is so great. And I love getting across is the fact that a book opens so many doors. It's not a matter of how many you sell. It's a matter of what you do with that book in order to have all the other things that you're offering really get out there in the world, including your story, of course.
Well, look, the book is a really sophisticated way of focusing your thoughts and demonstrating your command of your topic. And do you need a book in this world in order to succeed? No. But do the most successful people in the expert space have books? Yes, they all do. So if you see yourself as having a future in the expert industry, if you're an author, a speaker, a coach, an entrepreneur, and you want to sell coaching programs or consultations, or if you're a doctor or a lawyer, a great way to differentiate yourself from 95% of your competition who are looking for some kind of get-rich-quick scheme or an easy way to get ahead, a great way to differentiate yourself from all those chumps is to write a book, because most of those people, 95% of them, are not going to have the vision for their careers to say, I should be a published author. And it's easier than ever to do it. And here's the beauty of it, is that once you've got the book, now you can really start leveraging your positioning. Because you don't need a book to get on TV, but it's a lot easier to get on TV if you have a book. I mean, I'm not an expert. When I got booked on NBC New York, I'm not an expert on political science. My degree is in entrepreneurship. The topic that I got booked to speak on NBC New York was the common traits of America's presidents. And I got that because my book was called The President's Code, Common Traits of Uncommon Leaders. And I spoke on President's Day. And who am I to be talking about the presidents and how do you get elected as a president? I'm nobody. I have no credentials whatsoever except for this book, which was self-published on CreateSpace, and not one single copy had ever been sold. But I had this book, and it created this positioning of credibility, which combined with the fact that I had already done 31 television appearances, that supported my credibility, because really what they want on TV is they just want somebody who can speak on TV and do a great job on TV. Like if you think about Suzanne Somers, she started out as a comedic actress on Three's Company. Then she did an infomercial called The Thigh Master for an exercise device. Then she did How to Age and Still Be Sexy After 40. Then she did another thing, and now she's doing cancer cures. She has no PhD in cancer research. She's just good on TV. And a lot of times you can get on TV to talk about stuff simply because you've been on a lot of TV and you're good at being on TV, because that in itself is a skill. And I'm telling you guys, this is the smartest way you can position yourself as an entrepreneur, is to go on TV and get the celebrity positioning of being an expert guest on TV on whatever topic. It really doesn't matter what the topic is. Only celebrities go on TV. Only special people go on TV. But I've figured out a way how to reverse engineer it so that anybody can get on TV and work their way up and learn how to be a great TV guest and build their celebrity along the way, getting free marketing videos produced for them by ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, and CW News and talk show producers along the way. I mean, it's just the best deal ever invented for marketing and positioning for any expert that there is. Anybody can do it, and it's paid by numbers, basically.
Wow, that is so fabulous. Well, Clint, even though our time is running short, I know people out there will want to be able to connect with you and learn more about your programs because, as I said, they're tiered in a way where almost anyone can get involved with you and start moving through the process of this great, again, proven formula that's so powerful.
Yeah, well, here's a gift for anybody who's listening. Go to instantcelebrity.com. Instantcelebrity.com. That's what you get. As soon as you go on TV, you become an instant celebrity. And at instantcelebrity.com, you can enter your name and email address and get 3 free training videos on how you can become a celebrity for free. So that's a nice little bonus for anybody listening. If you want to go directly to my website, just think of Clint Eastwood and King Arthur. That's Clint Arthur. And go to clintarthur.com, and you can see all the things that I'm doing and see how I'm using TV to position myself as a celebrity. And remember, I just started off with one lousy appearance in Salt Lake City, and here I am today, 61 TV appearances later.
Amazing. And sharing that wealth of knowledge with all of those people who also would like to have that sort of celebrity really help them with their purpose and getting it out there and getting your story out there to the world. Clint, thank you so much for being with us. Give the website again a generous gift, if you would, just one more time.
Instantcelebrity.com.
Fabulous. Clint, thank you so much for being with us today. It is always such a pleasure to spend time with you. And everyone out there, if you would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, and global broadcast and communities, you can find us at getei.com. That's GETEI.com. And everyone have a fabulous week.